Olmasından beti.
Shammai hold that there's no p'tur of tzoras erva. Shammai matirim atzoris le'achim. The Gemara trying to find a reason why Beit Shammai matirim atzoris le'achim. And Taisa speaks out that avada, why you need a mokad that mechura fakel, you need a mokad that tzoras erva is also. You have to have a mokad that tzoras erva is muta. Taisa says because the pashtus is a reason to darshan litzroi. If you don't darshan litzroi, you have to have a reason not to darshan litzroi. Because the Pashta says to darshan litzroi. So the Gemara says the first mandoma has a drosha. Rove Omar, Tamayu the Beit Shammai that the tzora doesn't patter, the ein isu chalal isu. That ein isu chalal isu. And the Gemara divided it to two echetimtzes. Lama zen is good, it's two echetimtzes. And everyone take is an andere hesber and andere avone. But I've gained duch take pay the reason why it doesn't part of the tzor. Zog dik morazik. Teina cheche de noso meis. I know my brother married a isho. So she became ishesach. My brother marries a isho. She's a ishesach. Ve'achar kach noso chayin. I marry her sister. So now the same lady really had to be a chois isho. So now when this lady falls le'ibu, when my brother dies, Be'etzem, I have a shayla. Mitzad Echad is a ishesach, but now she's a chois ishto, she's a erve. And this is the case that Beit Shammai said that it doesn't patter the tzor. Again, first my brother married a isho, she's a ishesach, and then I married a sister, she has to become a chois ishto. And even so, it doesn't patter the tzor. Why? Loi osi isur a chois ishto, v'chayla isur a ishesach. Ein isur chal al isur, v'meila she's a ishesach, but a chois ishto is not chal. The Achis Isha is not Chav, Mele doesn't part of the Torah. Mele doesn't part of the Torah. So this is the source of the Shmaise. That my brother married, and then I married a sister. Le'osi Isur Achis Isha V'chayil Ha'isur Eishesach. So Dirdik Gemara says, Seida, makes sense. That while the Achis Isha is not Chav, it can't part of the Torah. While the Achis Isha is not Chav, it can't part of the Torah. Elo Zog Dirdik Gemara. Noso chai v'achar kach noso meis. Noso chai v'achar kach noso meis. And the case fakert. First, I married. So we made it the other lady be'etzem is achis isha. And now my brother is marrying her. So she is achis isha. So why she can't part of the Torah? So the Gemara is a new problem. Ein echinami she is achis isha. Ein echinami she is achis isha. But the reason she can't part of the Torah is not because she's achis isha. Fakert she's achis isha. Aber sagt die Gemara, Kevon, der loi osi isur eishes ach v'chaylach isur ach is isho, aber li tzor aserva shalom imokim mitzvah v'sharye. There's another reason she's muta. Ein lech nami she's ach is isho, but the eishes ach is not chal. So b'meile she's shalom imokim mitzvah. And this for sure needs a hesber. The maish is she's ach is isho. Why she doesn't part of the Torah? She needs to have a isur eishes ach to be b'mokim mitzvah. So b'etzem is mevur in the Gemara that is two chalokim. What? So, is mevur the Gemara two chalokim? Let me tell the Gemara to be clear. So we have two chalokim here in the Gemara. The first chalok is noso meis ve'achar kach noso chay. Dahenu shizei shesach. The achis isho is not chal. Then it's very gishmak. It's no achis isho. So it's no erve to part of the tzor. But in the other case that I married first the chai and then the meis, says achis isho and the shesach is not chal. And the Gemara says, yeah, but don't neichet, val ein isu chalal isu, and the shesach is not chal, it's called shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. This is the Gemara. So be'etzem, it's two different reasons. Why lefi Beit Shammai it doesn't part of the Torah? In the case that the shesach was first, and then she became a erve, it's pashut why it doesn't part of the Torah. Because ein isu chalal isu, and there's no erve to part of the Torah. In the other case, when the erve is first and the shesach does not chal, it's also a reason not to part of the tzora. Why? It's called shalei b'mokim mitzvah. So basically, it's two reasons. The first reason because the erve doesn't part of the tzora, but nishkan erve, and the second reason is because shalei b'mokim mitzvah. It's interesting. Two chidushim of Beit Shammai. Gerade the Gibboit on one word that is called Ein Isu Chalal Isu, but it's two different lamdasim. The first lamdas is Nishken Elve, it's nothing to part of the Tzorah. The second one is the Elve, aber it's a ander Sach. It's no Ishe Sach, so it's called Shalem Makim Mitzvah, so it also doesn't part of the Tzorah. So interesting. Two Machleikisim in the same name. What is interesting, Reb Nochem is Ma'ir Loshen Rashi. So if someone will ask us, by time of the Beit Shammai, Ein Isu Chalal Isu. It causes two cheshbonos. It causes the first cheshbon that is not an erve, a mele doesn't part of the tzara, and it causes the second cheshbon that even if she's an erve, but she's shleim makimitz, a mele, she doesn't part of the tzara. So it's taken two cheshbonos. Taken two cheshbonos. So Rashi says that the makshe didn't chap exactly what is an isur chalal isur. He didn't chap the hesber en isur eshes ar chalal bitu sheze etzel ofiyo. Hilkach lo irami kamili yubu ve'avi kaman delesed. The end of the Gemara. V'chein ba'chisi shol b'kulo. V'ochim b'porish milse de rove v'maskona de milse. U'miyo de porich teinach echad v'nosameis lo yodem milse de rove. V'soba de rove ha'chisi shol b'kareitzu bo l'chud ekoi. Shikubosan al day kiddushi. L'mais de rove said the right words. And isu chalal isu. Both reasons. And Rashi is kilo mashma. The Gemara at the beginning didn't have the pshat. And the end she said the pshat. It's not Amos. The vote is Ein Isu Chalal Isu. Just when the first case is the Erve, it pashut, why it doesn't patur? Because it's, no, it's not an Erve. Ein Isu Chalal Isu. And the second case is Shalei Memokim Mitzvah. Now, Avada, when you start the Gemara B'Pshat, what B'Sile L'Choylek? B'Sile Hod Nishtase. So, the easiest way would be to say like the Meiri, B'Sile Hod Isu Chalal Isu. The man, the Choylek and both things, one way, right way. I avada bekol atirikul lekaimelon ein isu chalal isu. No, the choylek that even if it's not chal and gansen, it's chal ktsas. The shame is chal. The shame erve is chal. Bemele patos de tzoro. The shame eish is achal. Bemele it's called pemokim mitzvah. It's kilo b'sham I hold ein isu chalal isu b'chlal. Nishken erve, doesn't patos de tzoro. Nishken eish is ach, it's shalei pemokim mitzvah. B'sil el hold, it's chal ktsas. It's chal ktsas. Man schalk zas. Seine. Aber it's doich. It's doich. So, aber as I, if we don't want to learn like the Meiri, so, yeah, we have to know, punk bisile la choylek, what is the machlek is exactly bisile b'shama. Aber, to the side of the sugye, I want to go b'derech zu. And we'll see, it's a shver sugye, from the side of the klo, I think the chokma of the sugye is to divide it into two. We have two cases of Beit Shammai that it doesn't part of the Tzorah. We'll start from the first case and we'll go to the second case. The first case of Beit Shammai that it doesn't part of the Tzorah is the easy way. My brother married a lady. Poshet. My brother married a lady. Seder. Then I married a sister. I married a sister. So b'mele, the brother married a lady and I married a sister. She's a Ishesach. After she's a Ishesach, the Isur HaChis Isha cannot be chal. The Isur HaChis Isha cannot be chal. Why the Isur HaChis Isha cannot be chal? Because Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. So she's only a Ishesach. So she can't part of the Tzoro. Glad. The first Chiddush of Beit Shammai. The Gemara calls it Teinach. No so mace. My brother married a lady. I married a sister. Vash is already that lady that is married by my brother, she's a Ishesach. Ein Isur HaChis Isha Chal An Isur Ishesach. B'meile, if Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, she's a Ishesach. If she's a Ishesach, Bemele, she's not a erve, she can't part of the tzorah. Frek, this is a kasha. If she's only a shesach and she's not a erve, so do yibum to her. So do yibum. The le'osin yisur achis isho b'chala yisur eishesach. V'im ta'im ha'ar, zog teises, keim on the yisur achis isho l'chayil, tis yabem erve gufo. V'yishleim ha'ar, zog teises, the yisur achis isho mitle tole v'koi. But if you tell him that he could do Yibum, so you're taking off the Ishesach. And the minute that you take off the Ishesach, the Achis Isha could be Chal. While the Achis Isha could be Chal, the male is Sulei Poka. The male is Sulei Poka. The male is not Nifka. As I said, the male is not Nifka. So, Taisus is having a kasha. The Gemara explained why Lefi Beit Shammai, the Erve doesn't part of the Tzorah. While she was married to my brother before I married a sister, so Zei Shesach, the Achis Isha is not Chal, she's not a Tzorah Erve. She's not a Tzorah Erve, Zog Taisus. Zeyda. So why she herself cannot do Yibum? Zog Taisus, yeah. But what do you say? You'll be Matir Dei Shesach? If you Matir Dei Shesach, the Achis Isha comes back. So you can't be Matir Dei Shesach. Hashem Taisus. פרק דם בסרס השעס. פרק דם בסרס השעס, השטר גרקש. זה גמורן דף למד בייס. זה גמורן למד בייס, in this case, זוג די גמורן, אך יש אישו, my brother married a lady, and I married a sister, למען דו אמר, אין איסור חלל איסור, why I can't do ייבום. זוג די גמורן, you know why you can't do ייבום? Because if עושי איסור איש אסך, איסור אך יש אישו מיט לטולה וקוי, אי פוקה איסור איש אסך, עושי אך יש אישו וחייל, הילקח לא פוקה, מה משלג תייסוס? פרק די מסרס השעס. So this is asking a kasha of a gemara and a terz of the gemara, and is not mentioning a word that it's a gemara. Taki the Rashi and the Ritva and the Ramban, they ask the kasha, and they say the terz. Kide isel lekamon daf lamed beis. This is asking a sheina kasha. You told me that it's nishken erbe, but maybe she doesn't part of the tzara. Yeah, she's nishken erbe, she doesn't part of the tzara. She's not an erbe, she doesn't part of the tzara. Why she can't do evil? You do Yibum, so the Achasi Shavol Chal. So she ain't a Chal. So a Gmor in Lamed Beis. So she ain't a Otsum. So, we'll go back. Frekt Teises in Daf Lamed Beis. If it's such a Shane Svore, that's Frekt. Teises says, if it's such a Shane Svore, that, you know, you write that she's not only a Shesach, but you can't be matter the Shesach, because if you take off the Shesach, the Achis Isha comes. So the Mele, the Shesach doesn't go off. Because if the Shesach goes off, the Achis Isha comes. So the Achis Isha doesn't let the Shesach to come to do Yibum, because if you take him off, the Mele, he comes back. The Mele, he comes back. Zaktay says, so you know what? So the Mele, it could patter the Tzorah also. It could patter the Tzorah. Val shik the ishesach doesn't go off because mitle tole vekoi. If you take off the ishesach, the achus isha will come back. So the achus isha stops the ishesach to come off. So the achus isha stops the ishesach to come off. Zok teisves b'meile. Now this ishesach is the erbedik ishesach, and the ishesach could part of the tzor. As I zok teisves in daf lamed beiz amud alef. The aval gav de lechay isur achis isha asur onami atzor li yibume kevin de lepoka isur ishesach kmo island is the itzar tzoros aval gav de ein ba elo isur ishesach lechuda val is a mitle tole vikoi and she de ishesach is not muter li yibum so if de ishesach is not mitle li yibum amele it's mitle tole vikoi if it's mitle tole vikoi amele it doesn't part of the tzor so frekt sich de shaile Rishonim, everyone is asking. So we ask the kasha. But Shammai hold, why it doesn't part of the tzara? Because the Achus Isha is not here. We ask, if it's not here, so do Yibum. The Teretz says, but the Achus Isha is waiting. That if you be matir to Yibum, she will become Achus Isha. So the Achus Isha is stopping the Yibum to come, because if the Ishesach goes off, the Achus Isha comes, the minute the Ishesach doesn't go off. But Azay, it's a reason that it will part of the tzara. But Azay, it's a reason to part of the tzara. Because it's mikra tole vekoi, so b'meile is the reason that the tzor ha b'muta. B'meile is the reason that the tzor ha b'muta. So, why the pibit shamei doesn't part of the tzor, you write that she's not a chus isha now. If she's not a chus isha, do yibu. Tells us that chus isha is dead, that mikra tole vekoi, that if it goes off, it comes back. So if the chus isha is dead, mikra tole vekoi, that if it goes off, it comes back. So the Achus Isha is there, standing and waiting, that if the Ishesach goes off, it will come back, but Mele, it stops the Ishesach to go off. But Mele, the Ishesach becomes the Erve, and Mele, it battles the Tzorah. So what is the Pshat in Beit Shammai? Why Beit Shammai hold that it doesn't battle the Tzorah? So the Chan become, the Tesis Yishonim by Yosef says, yeah, does he go for the Pshat in Beit Shammai? This is the Tesis Yishonim here. And Beit Shammai hold, because it's Mitle Tole Vekoi, so it battles the Tzorah. Shein and Pshat, so we want to know what is the Pshat in Beit Shammai. So what is the Pshat in Beit Shammai here? Again, you ask, if it's not Chal Bichlal, do Yibum. The Teretz is, I can't do Yibum, because when it's Chal, it's not Chal. Because then the Achus Isha comes, and I can't marry Achus Isha. So the Achus Isha is stopping the Ishesach to become Mutter. If it's stopping the Ishesach to become Mutter, so B'melech the Ishesach has become Elvedik Ishesach, so why it doesn't part of the Tzorah? And Teisus says that it does part of the Tzorah. This is the Hezver and Bisilel. As they have tastes in Lamed Beis and Mudalev, that this is the Hezbar and Besilel. So if this is the Hezbar and Besilel, so what is the Hezbar and Bechama? So you could say, that's good for the Choylek. If you say such a Svore, or you don't say such a Svore, this is what Andre will say, that Besilel hold, that while the if it will go off, it will come back, B'mele, it's like Mamesh, like a Erve, B'mele, Deish Yisach is Mamesh, Erve, Dikei Yisach, B'mele, it patters the Tzorah. And Bishamai don't hold that it's such mamish mitle tole v'koi mamish, it makes it to be a erudike shesach to pata the tzorah. Kilo stav will be a psalam de shemachlekes. Bishamai will hold it's mitle tole v'koi, but it doesn't make it mamish a erudike shesach. And Bishamai will hold it's mitle tole v'koi, and the minute it becomes mamish a erudike shesach to pata the tzorah. They're not chaylik of Litzro. Litzro is after the sugya. After Bishamai, by time of the Bishamai, after you have a Hezbel, you darshan Litzro or you don't darshan Litzro. It doesn't start from Litzro, the Machlekes. Machlekes starts from a Svor. If you say that Svor, you don't say that Svor. So this is the Shverka. So what is the Machlekes exactly? What is the Machlekes exactly? So the Ramban, Be'etzem, asks this discussion. The Ramban brings this discussion. The Ramban frek. Why should yourself can do yibu, cannot do yibu? So it's mitle tole v'koi. So the Ramban, if it's mitle tole v'koi, so why you don't say legabe de tzoro? Aber legabe a tzoro, keivon de mechaim lo ychai le yisure, ve'achus isho lav tzoro le'ervehi. Keivon de mechaim lo ychai le yisure, ve'achus isho lav tzoro le'ervehi. And the Ramban's, havoi. What is the difference? What the Ramban means to answer? We're having a kasha. She herself cannot do yibum because it's mitle tole v'koi. If she herself cannot do yibum because it's mitle tole v'koi, so why she can't pata the tzor? So the Ramban says, no, she's not a tzor herself. What the Ramban means to answer. And Teis himself in Daf Lamed Beis explains, Teis Yishonim, that this is the Hezbar and Beisilel. So what is the Machlekes here? What is the Machlekes here? So the Briskirov and Sefer is masberit, very, very glad. Skirov says, if you see good at Tesis and Lamed Beis, Tesis explains like this. Why she herself cannot do Yibum if he everyone does? Sailefi Bisila, Sailefi Bichamai, even that ain't Isu Chalal Isu, because if the Shesach will go off, the Achisisha will come, so it's Mitle Tole V'Koi. So she can't do Yibum, because if you let her to do Yibum, she cannot do Yibum. Zok Tesis, the Afal Gav, the Loichai Isu Achisisha. But the bottom line is that she's not Achisisha. You can't matter the Shesach, because if you matter the Shesach, the Achusisha comes. Lemaisa, you're not matter the Shesach, so the Achusisha doesn't come. So why she patters the Tzoro? Look in Tesis Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Ve'aval gav de leichai le'isur Achusisha, asur onami atzoro le'yibume. You can't do yibum to the Tzoro. So Tesis two words, why? Kevon de leipoka isur Shesach k'moy island. While mitle tole v'koi the Shesach becomes an erbedikei Shesach, and while it becomes an erbedikei Shesach, the Shesach patters the tzor. These are the words of Tesis. While mitle tole v'koi, b'meile you can't do yibum to her, b'meile she becomes a Shesach, so the Shesach is an erbedikei Shesach, and while the Shesach is an erbedikei Shesach, b'meile the Shesach patters the tzor. So I am good in Loshana Tesis. Why Tesis to say so long? Let Tesis say Poshet. What Tesis will say Poshet? Tesis will say, Mitle Tole V'Koi, because it's Mitle Tole V'Koi, so Memele you can't be Matter the Aishasach. The Achusisho says, if you matter the Aishasach, she comes around. So let her to Pater the Tzor also. Let the Achusisho to Pater the Tzor. Zog the Briskerov, state in Tesis, that the Achus Isha for sure cannot patter the Tzor. Why? Because she's not Achus Isha. She's not a Tzor Aserve. Why she's not a Tzor Aserve? She's never Achus Isha. The Achus Isha was never Chal. So do Yibum. I can't do Yibum because in the middle I will do Yibum, the Achus Isha will be here. So the Achus Isha could disturb the same lady to do Yibum. Because it's mitle tole v'koi. If you want to do yibum, you will be achris isha. So the achris isha is stopping you to do yibum. So this lady is mufka from yibum. Why she's mufka from yibum? Because she's mitle tole v'koi. If you do yibum, you will be achris isha. So you can't do yibum. Oh, but she's achris isha or not? She's not achris isha. She's achris isha now? Lema, the achris isha is chal, the achris isha is not chal. The achris isha is not chal on her. She's a shesach. The achris isha is not chal. If the Achris Isha is not Chal, so she can't patter the Tzor midin Tzor as Achris Isha. She was never Achris Isha. The Tzor never met someone that is called Achris Isha. So the Tesis, yeah. Aber wann der Shesach is potur, sie wird sich a erbe dike Shesach, because the Achrish Isha is stopping the Ishesach to do Yibum. So as the island is after she's the Ishesach, she could patu the Tzorah Medin Tzorah as Ishesach. She also could patu Medin Tzorah as Ishesach. So the Fibbe Silel, we'll start. The first case, La Aloche. My brother marries a lady, and I marry the sister. My brother dies, there's no Achrish Isha, because Ein Yisuch Al Alisu. So why I can't do Yibum? Because if I would do Yibum, it would be Achrish Isha. Why she patus the Tzorah? She can't pat the Tzor because she's Achris Isha. She's not Achris Isha, so Ktesus. So the Briskerov is Meduik and Tesus that the Pshat is, but the Achris Isha makes the Ishesach to be an Ervedik Ishesach. And if she's an Ervedik Ishesach, that Ishesach patus the Tzor. That Ishesach patus the Tzor. So what patus the Tzor? The Ishesach. This is the Chiddush of Briskerov, better, this is the whole vote of the Briskerov and Sefer. No, Zog Briskerov, very nice. So why the Chama can't say it? Say the same shtickle of Ibn Chamai. She cannot do Yibum, she's Eishasach, so let Eishasach to part of the Tzor. The same shtickle that we're saying Alim and the Besilel. The Achris Isha says you can't do Yibum. The Eishasach becomes the Ervedik Eishasach. This is the Lashon HaTeis Lamed Beis. And Teis brings the Moshel from Islandis. We see it in Teis. It brings the Moshel from Islandis. So B'meile, no, so now why Ibn Chamai can't hold that this Eishasach will part of the Tzor? Klo? Zog de Briskerov a poshtem shat. Zog de Briskerov a poshtem shat. It's too mahalchim ba'ezim to answer the shal. The Briskerov and the Osamech. The Briskerov brings the Osamech. And I want to say first the mahalch of the Briskerov. The mahalch of the Briskerov. The Briskerov says a poshtem teretz. Ey nechenami, becheshben you right. Lefi b'chamai, she cannot do Yibu, because if she will do Yibu, she will be a chesiso, so she's out. Now she's a ishesach. If you want to make a cheshbon, then you should start with part of the Tzor. You're right. If Taisa says it in Lamed Beis on Libet Beis Hillel, you can make exactly the same cheshbon on Libet Beis Chama. You can make exactly the same cheshbon on Libet Beis Chama. Now then you should start with part of the Tzor. So why takenat? It's like the Biskerov. Belong this year. But he says the Ramban, if you see the Ramban inside, it's like the Biskerov, it's a hemshech for the shtickle before. The Ramban brings down a Raivet. And the Raivet had a kasha. Bichamai says that Erve doesn't patter the Tzor. And the Gemara is busy. My brother married her first, so then it's Eishesach, and the Achris Isha is not Chal. If I married first, so it's Achris Isha, so the Eishesach is not Chal. What happened to all the other Arayas? Speak about all the other Arayas. Why the Gemara is only busy with Achris Isha? My brother married first, so the Achris Isha is not Chal. I married first, the Ishesach. What with Bitoy? Bitoy, I don't know the Bitoy is first. What happened to all the other Arayas? Rashi says, Ein Achanami. The Gemara meant on everything. The Gemara just spoke it out. Zog the Raivet, no. Beit Shammai want to know if to darshan Litzroir or not to darshan Litzroir. Litzroir is Isha el Achoyso el Isikach Litzroir legal eservoso. Beis Hillel hold, Isha l'choyso l'sikach litzro l'gale servoso. We have a drosha that Achris Isha patters the Tzor. B'shamay don't want to darshan litzro. Why? They say it doesn't make sense. It's a klal of Ein Isu Chalal Isu. It's never relevant. It's never negiya l'maise. Because Ein Isu Chalal Isu. If my brother marries first, it's not Achris Isha. If I marry first, it's not Ishesach. So it will never happen in the case of litzro. It's not negiya litzro. It could be negiya in all the Azarayas. So what? But you can't dash in the words of Litzra. You need to dash in the words of Litzra. You can't dash in the words of Litzra. You can't dash in Litzra. And this is the shayla of the sugya. To dash in Litzra or not to dash in Litzra? This is the Raivet. So Rashi says, we spoke on all of the Arayas. But the Raivet says, we're only speaking on Achris Isha. If Beit Shammai can arrive that Achris Isha will have a chetimze, so Beit Shammai will never say the pshat. The Shara will never say the Pshat. The Meir Zog de Briskerov, what I'm asking? I'm asking, in the first case of B'Chamai, my brother married first, she's Eishesach. Achris Isha is not Chal. So this is the reason it doesn't part of the Tzor, because she's not Achris Isha. So we ask her why she cannot do Yibum, because Mitla Tole Bekoi. No, so now Zog Teisus and Lamed Beis, after it's Mitla Tole Bekoi, she became Eishesach. You're right. Achris Isha never happened, but she's Eishesach. The Eishesach could part of the Tzor. So the Briskerov, you're right that the Eishesach could part of the Tzor. But B'Chamai wants it to be a pasuk that Achris Isha part of the Tzor.
If there's no way in the world that Achris Isha could battle the Tzoro, because she will never be Achris Isha. My brother married first, she's not Achris Isha. She's an Isha Zach, but she's not Achris Isha. If I married first, she's not Isha Zach. So Achris Isha could never battle the Tzoro. Are you asking me but the Achris Isha could make the Isha Zach, Erbudike Isha Zach, and the Isha Zach will battle the Tzoro? Aber das ist nicht kein Litzroi. The Pasuk of Litzroi, I need a case that the Achris Isha patos the Tzoro. If I don't have a case that the Achris Isha patos the Tzoro, B'Chame cannot darshan the Drosha. Second day is Azele, if you don't care of. It's no love to Shemach Leikis. Everyone is masking to all of the Klolim that the Achris Isha is not Chal, but it's Mitle Tole Vekoi, and Mele she cannot do Yibum, and after she cannot do Yibum, she's a Isha Sach, and the Isha Sach could patos the Tzoro. She's a Isha Sach, and the Isha Sach could patos the Tzoro. Everyone is masking to the same Zach. But what? B'sham I hold, I need a Echetim Tzev, Achris Isha to patter the Tzorah. And while I don't have a Echetim Tzev, Achris Isha pattering the Tzorah, why? Because the Achris Isha will never be together with the Tzorah, because Ein Yisuch Halal Yisu. B'meila, I can't darshan Litzor. B'sila don't mind. So be under a Zach. How it will work with B'sila? The Gemara says, the Achris Isha of Tzeres will patter her, after she'll be potter, she'll become a Isha Zach. After she becomes a Isha Zach, the man of the Isha Zach battles the Tzorah. The man of the Isha Zach could battle the Tzorah. This is the Mahalach of the Biskirov. So, maybe, you can chosom in a sefer. But if the Biskirov kumtois, that the Machlekes b'shama yu b'silel, and the first case, is be'etzem no longer the Machlekes. Everyone is masking that Isur Achris Isha is not Chal. But everyone is masking that it stops the Yibum and she becomes a Shesach and the Shesach could battle the Tzorah. Zogim b'shamay. But we mean that the Achris Isha will battle the Tzorah. And if we don't have a Yechatim Tzav Achris Isha battle the Tzorah, b'meila we don't want to darshan Litzroi. And b'silel hold, we darshan Litzroi. We don't mind. We could darshan Litzroi. B'meila, but l'maisa, what will battle the Tzorah? L'maisa dik? Zog the Briskerov. L'maisa, what will battle the Tzorah is not the Achris Isha in the first case. What will battle the Tzorah is the Shesach. This is the first Hezbollah. Maybe the Vile will stick the Vile with the Hezbollah of the Biskirov. The Osamech has another Mahalach. If we have time, we'll go back to the Osamech's Mahalach. Now, Zogdim Ramban, okay, very Gishmak. So, was halt Besilin? Was halt Besilin? Bishama is right. The Posuk doesn't fit in Achois Isha. If the Posuk doesn't fit in Achois Isha, so how you could dash in Litzroi? It's not such a question. It fits better. Yeah, but the Rabban wants that the Shikotera will go till the end. After I was Masbir Klo, that the Ebn Lefibet Shammai, the problem is that I don't have Achris Isha to Pato the Tzoro. I don't have Echetim Tzav Achris Isha to Pato the Tzoro. So why be still at hold that I could dash in it? Why be still at hold that I could dash in it? The Maisa, and you're right, they should start to Pato the Tzoro. Oh, but it's not Achris Isha. If it's not Achris Isha, maybe I can't dash in the person. So the Ramban is mamshich one more shur. Zog the Ramban, the time of the Beis Hillel, la mishum de isu chalal isu, elo mishum de litzro irgoli bo rachmon. As a gzeres akosum of litzro. You write that it doesn't make sense. So b'chama mikoyach da decided not to darshan the posuk bichlal, and to put the pasuk on something else. Beisila said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Litzroel, you write that it doesn't make sense because the Achris Isha is not here, but it's a Gzeres HaKosuv. What it means, a Gzeres HaKosuv? Ramban doesn't say what. It's a Gzeres HaKosuv. So the Shalom, what the Ramban means, Gzeres HaKosuv. The Ritva brings down, Yesh Oimrim, the Magia thinks that this is Shalom the Ramban. Yesh Oimrim, Shegilo Rachmone, Shekan Isur Chalal Isu. Shegilo Rachmone, Shekan Isur Chalal Isu, Lefi Besila. You write Nisvora Ein Isur Chalal Isu, and if Nisvora Ein Isur Chalal Isu, Bemele, she's not Achris Isha, and it's only Isha Sach, aber Goli Rachmone, She Isur Chalal Isu. So the Magia and the Ritva ask, so Lefi Dem Lemaise, if a person will do a Bia, Taki Abichayev Shtayim? This is what the Ritva Ramban means, Gzeres HaKosuv, that here is Isu Chalal Isu. More Mestaba Mishnah. That it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that Mikol Mekoyim, the Shem Erva is enough to Pato the Tzorah. The Shem Erva is enough to Pato the Tzorah.
Yeah, but in Tesis Havadah you can't say it. Because Tesis on the Flamid base says that what part is the Tzorah? The Ishesach. Not that the Goli Rachmona that the Achus Isho part is the Tzorah. No, the Ishesach part is the Tzorah. That Bisilam Kilo, don't mind. Bisilam, don't mind that it's called Ishesach. While it came because Achus Isho, it's enough. The Ramban Kilo tells some Achleikis. Bisilam, even that any Suchal of Yisur, the Achus Isho could take over. Tesis Klor Lamed Beis, that the Ishesach part is the Tzorah. This is the first Chalik of the Sukkah. So this chelik stays be'emes. This chelik stays be'emes. The hainu. Every time when noso meis ve'achar kach noso chai, she's really not an erve. It's nishtova tzuton. She's not an erve anymore. She's not an erve. So why part of the Torah? The Torah says first, why part of herself mitle tole ve'koi, and valet mitle tole ve'koi, b'meile she becomes a ishesach, lefi tesis and lamed beis, or lefi the Ramban at Gzeres HaKosuv, that now she becomes a erve, and she could part of the Tzorah. And this stays lemaskon. Now we have to go to the second piece of the Gemara. So we know why lefi the Shammai, in the case that she was a erve, and she was a ishesach, and she became a erve, ein isu chalal isu. Now we have the second case of Shammai that we have to find out, to figure it out. What is the second case? Fakelt. She was a chois isho. I married a sister first, or it's my daughter, and she went to marry my brother, so there she is, Erve. She's my daughter. My daughter married my brother. If my daughter married my brother, she's the Erve Gemura. If she's the Erve Gemura, so we don't have a Torah that she's not an Erve. So why she doesn't part of the Torah? In the first case, we know why she doesn't part of the Torah. She's a Shesach, she doesn't become an Erve. She herself mitle toli, but she's not an Erve, so she can't part of the Torah. But in the second case, she was an erva, she's my daughter. And she married my brother, and my brother died, why she doesn't pass on the Torah? This is the Gemara's Kasha. And here B'Shammai say a new svare. While she's only my daughter, she can't become a Shesach. If she can't become a Shesach, she's Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. A new Chiddush. The first Chiddush was Boshet. She's a Shesach, she can't become an erva, she doesn't pass on the Torah. The second case, she was an erva before. She was a bito, she was achis isho, and then she married my brother. Nasachai v'achakach nasames. Frek di gemoras, why take she doesn't part of the tzoro? How you will say here? Frek di gemoras, nu yisoy. Vailen isu chalal isu. She stays only a bito, and she's not a ishesach. So the shayla is, so what if she's not a ishesach? So what if she's not a ishesach? How about she's a daughter, and she's married to my brother? Why she can't part of the tzoro? It doesn't push it the way you asked before. Even if she's not Ishesach, she's for sure married to my brother. It's not said that she's not married to my brother. Because I have a problem with Ein Isru Chalal Isru, so she's not married to my brother. My brother marries my daughter. So what if an Ein Isru Chalal Isru? So one of the Achronim wanted to say that Klapi Mitak, she never got married. Sabana Nishtemes, when I can't make a bracha, not your brachas. For sure she got married to my brother. And it's not halal isur, she's a bidoy. About the kiddushin ha-toifas. It's not part of the kiddushin ha-toifas. So what did the pshat in the Gemara? So this was the Gemara's kasha. Elo nosachai v'achakach nosameis. So what? She's a bidoy. So what is this? So the Gemara came on that isur bidoy is first. Eishes ach is not chal. It doesn't part of the tzor. What is the hezbo? So here the Achroinim said, three is beirin. It's all the mashver. Rav Nochem said, Vaistois, maybe we could say a new chiddush to say. What part is the Tzorah, not the Bitoy? The Bitoy, or the Erve, part is the Ishesach. And after the Ishesach becomes the Erve, so we say, Azevi the Bitoy, part of the Ishesach. By the Erve, the Bitoy could part of the Ishesach by the Tzorah. But if it didn't manage to make it in the original, it can't make it by the Tzorah. You know, first it has to part the Ishesach by Zich, but mainly it part the Ishesach of the Tzorah. But if by himself is no Ishesach to pater, so you don't say that he doesn't pater the tzor. This is what Rav Nochem wanted to say. First, Mechateise. What Rav Nochem wanted to say? That is the Yesod, when Erva paters the tzor, how Erva paters the tzor? Kilo, it makes bad in his place, and then it moves, it travels weiter. It can't stop the Ishesach, there's no Ishesach. There's no Mutter Dike Ishesach that it asks. So, the Gedder is Kilo, the Erva spoils the Ishesach here, she spoils all of the Ishesachs. If when she's standing, she doesn't have a Ishesach to spoil, so she can't spoil the other Ishesachs. This is what Reb Nochem wanted to say at Torah. Without so much a hezbech. How about this? The Tzuras Advarim. So Nochem said, Loshen Rashi steht nicht da. Rashi says she doesn't fall a Yibu. She's not a nochris. So they say Reb Shimon Shkop said over a svore, Reb Shimon said as a, that be'etzer, what is Yibum? To take over the Ishus Ames. So the guy is dead. How does Ishus stay? How Ishus stays when a person is dead? So the only way the Ishus stays is because it's not a nefkemina that she's also. The only way Ishus could stay when a person is dead because she's also to the brothers. If she's not also machmas the Ishus, so the Ishus doesn't stay. The only chetimtze that the Ishus stays with Achar misses while she's also to the Achim. So Vash is also to the Achim. So b'meile, that which is also to the Achim, b'meile makes her to become also. So the issue stays. But if it's no issue sach, so the issue doesn't stay, so it doesn't fall in Yibu. Eiche ve'ishvel. So, klorz, im Ramosha, as andre nuschois. Shteyde in the Gemara Achirja, we don't understand it. That to fall in Yibu, you need also Yisur Eishe Sach. If it's no Yisur Eishe Sach, it's no nefile le Yibu, b'meile it's called Shalei B'makim Mitzvah. So chidush from Beit Shama. So man, it's two different chidushim. In the first case, that she's a Eishes Sach and she's not a Erve, then it's a real problem. She's not a Erve. How she could part of the Tzorah? If we still hold an Yisuch al-Yisuch, we still also in a problem. So we have to say that Eina Chanami, she becomes Eishes Sach and Eishes Sach part of the Tzorah. Although we still have Chilek and the Gantz Zach and they hold that it's enough. And the second case, it's another chidush from Beit Shama. That if she's a Erve and she's not a Eishes Sach, she's called Shalev and Makim Mitzvah. What? A minute. Now, what Bisilil hold? Bisilil don't have this problem, right? And all of the Arayas, Bisilil don't have this problem. Bisilil hold, if my brother marries my daughter, she patas the tzolah. Bisilil don't have a problem, they have a patas the tzolah. Vos hal Bisilil? Vos hal Bisilil? Vos hal Bisilil? So okay, if you say Xeras HaKos of Litzro, the same Teret, Hashem said, as yeah, say it. If you say the Meiri, Yisru Chal al Yisru, but you could say, Bichlad, I'm not masking to the slumbers. She's an Erva, she patters the Torah. She's married to my brother, she patters the Torah. She has to be a Isha Sach. Mechateisa. But the Rishonim add more. The Ritva says, the Rashba says, while you're right that she's not married to me, the Isha Sach is not Chal. But to all the other brothers, it's Chal. So she is the Makim Mitzvah. She is falling Leibu. It's more brothers. And even if they're not around, beloved that she could fall Leibu. She hasn't married to my brother. If it be more brothers, she is in the parsha. She's called Shalevim Makim Mitzvah. The Chamei Kamoi said the same as well like Erve before. Why Ayla needs to Shalevim Makim Mitzvah and Erve is called Makim Mitzvah? Because Erve, if she's not an Erve, she will fall Leibu. Ayla needs never falls Leibu. So it was called Shalevim Makim Mitzvah. That's what the Chabbi Kamoi said in Yud Beis Amud Beis. But Erve falls Leibu. If Erve falls Leibu, she's in the parsha. The Ritva says it's Isur Moisif and Isur Koilel. Because it's Chal to a lot of brothers, the Ishasach. Dito, it's only to me. Ishasach is Chal to other brothers. So the Isur Koilel, it's Chal. So the Shammai Cholek and Koilel. And this is Be'etzem, the source of the Shmais. So I'm saying again, the Pele of the Sugya, we'll learn more about Chovas Hazman, is that it's two parts of the Sugya. The first part is that he's an Eishes Ach, the Erve is not Chal, and we have to know why she can do Yibum, why she doesn't bother the Torah, Bisil B'Shamay, the whole Briskerov. And then we have the second part, that she's for sure Erve, but she's not Eishes Ach, why she doesn't bother the Torah. And it's like two pieces. And it's a Mother Zach, it's one B'Shamay and one Bisil. So I'm saying, if Bisil hold Gzeres HaKosuv and B'Shamay don't hold Gzeres HaKosuv, here B'Shamay have two Sheinas Svores. Bisilil hold, we're going with Gzeres HaKosuv, so lo manye. Or, B'Shamay hold, Ein Yisu Chalal Yisu, Bisilil hold, Chalal Yisu. But if not, in the first part, we're all busy with Shtiklach Teire, the Eishes Ach, Bisilil hold from the Eishes Ach, B'Shamay don't hold from the Eishes Ach. And the second Shtikl, B'Shamay hold, it's Shalei B'Makim Mitzvah, Bisilil hold, that it's Kol B'Makim Mitzvah. And it's one Machlek, it's Bisilil B'Shamay. This is what is noch Shverket in the Sugya. I'm saying, but the source of the Shmaisa of the Sugya is, that it's Tuchalokim. And again, Nochem is Ma'ir good. So Rabbi said the right word. Ein Isu Chalal Isu. It's one word. It's interesting that it's one word that is two separate lamdas. And the first lamdas is that Yishasach, the Erva is not there. She can't battle the Torah. One lamdas. And the second Echatim says,
No, the Erva is there.
Shalemi makom mitzvah because ain't isur halal isur. And punk is the same words. Punk is the same avada. This is be'etzem the tzus to the shmeiser. What I want to ask, and chabish can klore tirutzim, I want to go duch. Six kashas that I have here on Beit Shammai. I think maybe it's a chazore. Before we start the second perek, these six kashas be'etzem a chazore, maybe on the whole first perek. Yes. The first kasha be'etzem is Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. It's not my kasha. The Chama say, why did don't darshan litzroel? Because it's not a chatimtze. If he's married first, the achrisisha is not chav. If the achrisisha is fruit, the achrisisha is not chav. So we don't have a chatimtze, so we don't darshan litzroel. Frek Rav Kiva Eger, I have a chatimtze. Bevas achas. Both brothers married, bevas achas. So the Eishes Ach and the Achris Isho is Chav Bevas Achas. So Bemele, she's also Achris Isho, and she's also Eishes Ach. So Bemele, she could part of the Torah. Mashkachas le Bevas Achas. You'll ask me, Yevshol le Tantzim? So Rabbi Kuvayi, I'll tell you the Echetim Tzim. Two of the brothers send a Shliach to marry two sisters. The two sisters send a Shliach, okay, the sisters. So they send someone else to Mekabel the Kiddushin for them. So B'shas Ma'is, he said, I'm giving you money for both of your daughters. This for the one of them for the older my son, and the younger one for my younger son. So B'vas Achas, they married two of the brothers. Two sisters, two brothers get married, B'vas Achas. So everyone is Eishes Ach and Achris Isho, B'vas Achas. So B'chai Gavn, the Mashkachas, the Torah Tzavn. Zog the Tesis Yeshonim, Eilech Hanami, in that case, B'chama Yamoydeh. So first it's a deichik she'eke dugmose. B'chame matirim b'nei tzores. Matirim, mamzeirim. And in one case back it's also, it's a pele. But it's a bigger pele lefi the Briskerov, you can't even say it. Because the Briskerov said that if you find one echetimtze, they will darshan the litzor in Gamsen. The only reason they didn't want to darshan the litzor because they didn't find the case. But after they will find the case, they'll be masking that Achris Isho be pater her and the Eishes Ach could pater and it's normal B'chamai lefi the Briskerov. Briskerov said that be'etem lefi B'chamai even that Achris Isho is not chal but it could ask the Eishes Ach and the Eishes Ach could pater. Just the pshat wasn't the Ramban, that's why they have to have a echetim tzav Achris Isho and was no echetim tzav Achris Isho, but maybe that will never work. If Rav Kiva Eger and Tis Yishonim found a echetim tzav and Tis Yishonim says that ein echenami b'chai gavne demoyde, okay, they don't look like the Ramban. One kasha. Lama gate the second echetimtze that lefi Beit Shammai ha erve could pater the tzor. Second echetimtze that the erve could pater the tzor. But here, this second echetimtze you have to say the teretz yourself. Tzoras Islandis. Again, poshte echetimtze, my brother, no sisters, no arayas, nothing. Reuven and Shimon doesn't have no wives. Reuven has two wives. One is an island in Slealeinu, and the other one is a normal one. And Reuven dies. The man the Omar Tzoras island is Asuro. She herself cannot do Yibum, so she's a Eishes Ach. She could pater the Tzor. No, what do you tell me in Isu Chalal Isu? It's one Isu, Eishes Ach. So the Eishes Ach could pater the Tzor. What none of you? The man the Omar island is paters the Tzor. The man the Omar island is paters the Tzor. Sido Amman the Omar that holds that Islandis could pater the Tzor. But Shammai holds, Lefi we saying like Kuve Eger, Ein Echenami, we masking with Litzroel. If you look at Biskerot that they're not masking with Litzroel, say no, so we don't have a Achris Isho. If we don't have a Achris Isho, so we can't answer Terutzim. But we're going without the Biskerot. We could try to find Echetimtzes. No, so that now she's an Islandis. So she's a Ishesach. So she could pater the Tzor. The whole problem with Beit Shammai is said, because we're Manavshach. If the Ishesach is first, so she's not an Erve. She's not an Erve. The Mele, it's nothing to part of the Tzor. And if she's an Erve, she's not an Ishesach. Here we have a Echetimtze. She's an Ishesach. Let that Ishesach to part of the Tzor. Ah, no, look at her. Look at her. She's an Islandist. She's a Ishesach. Let that Ishesach to part of the Tzor. What Mimele? See, the Amman the Amman the Ishesach patters the Tzor. We're going to feed the Amman the Amman. The other Amman the Amman holds the Ishesach the Mimele. The Amman the Amman that holds that Ireland is patters the Tzor. Ireland is patters the Tzor. What? So I think this kasha is not such a shvere kasha, because the one that who is the one that says the time of the bichamai that hold any isu halal isu? It's Rove. Rove Omar time of the bichamai. Rove is the one that holds that you base mut base. So as iron is muteres. So Rove leshitosa. Ain't nothing. I mean, the man the Omar that holds that iron is asuro will have to learn like Rav Shimon ben Pazi. We'll have to learn like Rav Shimon ben Pazi. So the stipler, Simon Gimel, he has another kasha. Again, if we're going in the Anocha, that if we find the case, B'chama have to be masking. And if we find the case, B'chama have to be masking. So the stipler is in the Taritz. So the stipler, he has two echetintzes. Eishis ochiv, sheloi hoyo bo ilomoi, veishis ochiv mi'imoi. We know, the Mishnah says in Dafi, Beizem udalet, Beizem udbeiz, eishis ochiv sheloi bo ilomoi, patos de tzorah. Dahainu Ruven Shimon, Ruven dies. And Levi is born after it, so Levi can do Yibum to Eishes Ruven, so if Shimon does Yibum to Eishes Ruven, and then Shimon dies, so she patos the Torah. You can't say an Isur Halal Isur. It's one Isur, it's Eishes Ach. It's one Isur, it's Eishes Ach. So the Eishes Ach is Chal and the Eishes Ach. It's one Eishes Ach, and it could patos the Torah. So again, the first Mishnah says, Eishes Ochiv Shalei Bo Ilomoi Patos De Tzoro. Kum, the second Mishnah, and says, Beishamai Oimrim Atzores Mutorois. And Zog to Rabbi, why? Because Ein Isur Halal Isur. Because Ein Isur Halal Isur. What's Mishan Ein Isur Halal Isur? Mashkachas lo. Beishes Ochiv Shalei Bo Ilomoi. She married the second brother. She married the second brother now. You could do Yibum. You could do Yibum. I'm sorry. B'meila is no Isu Chalal Isu. B'meila it will be a Erbe. B'meila it will Pato the Tzor. B'meila it will Pato the Tzor. So Zog the Stipler, Azevi Ein Isu Chalal Isu, Ein Sibasa Isu, Chalal Sibasa Isu. So she doesn't become Eishes Ach from the second brother. As ever we said, if she's a bitoy, she marries my brother, she doesn't become Eishes Ach. If she's Eishes Ach Shalei Bo Ilomoi, so she can get the new reason from the Eishes Ach from the second brother. So Melech is only Eishes Ach from the first brother. Melech is Shalei Bo Mitzvah Klabi the second brother. But again, so, the kasha is that the Fibbe Chamai, if we say that if we will find a case that is no problem in Isu Chalal Isu, there will be Moide, not that we don't darshan Litzro, so the first brother dies, and then Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon dies, Lechur, and now it's no Isu Chalal Isu, it's only one Isu, so Mele Lechur, a lady, will be patterning the Torah. And why Bishamai Hoda doesn't pattern the Torah? The Torah says, Vashi Shalai Yoboi Lomoi, Machmas, the first one. So Mele, when she marries the second one, she doesn't become a Ishesach. Melevashi doesn't become a Ishesach because the Siba Saisu is only Machmas, the first one. As I said this time. Now, as one more Echetimtze, then of them, I was thinking today, I wish you can tell it now. Tzoras Soito and Tzoras Machzri Grushosri. Lefi Bet Shama. What will happen? Reuven has married two ladies. One of them was Mizane. She's Mizane. Now Reuven dies. Shimon could do Yibum or not. So we know Tzora Soita Asur. Two Maksibo Kearayas. And the man, she patos the Tzora. No, Nafi Bichama, why not? What do you say? What Eni Suchal Alisu? She's Eishes Ach and not what? She's the Erva, not Eishes Ach. She's Eishes Ach, and she became a Soito. She's a Pturah Meibu. If someone will ask, Lefi Bet Shammai, Tzoras Erva, Tzoras Soito, Muteres or Asur? What would be the answer? Muteres. Lefi Bet Shammai, Bet Shammai, Matirim HaTzoras. Why? Ein Isur Chalal Isur. What Ein Isur Chalal Isur Reshayachim? No. After she's a bitter, she can become a shesach. After she's a shesach, she doesn't become a bitter. She's a shesach that became a soito lebailo, and memela she became also leibum, memela she battled the tzor. The same thing machzak gushosa. What? I'm saying, the Fidibri Skirov, all of these kashas are not shver, because we have to find a chetim tzavachos isha. We have to find a chetim tzavachos isha. And after the drosha, we have to find a chetim tzavachos isha. If we don't find a chetim tzavachos isha, so ain't a chenami. So the Chama was only looking for a case of achos isha, and after they didn't find a case of achos isha, they didn't darshan litzra. But the Rav Kiv Eger, they say, shonim shtei lishkas. And I'm masbir, it's not stam, I'm asking six kashas. I'm saying it's more from that. As Eram Kivegan, they see Shonim said, no, what a bit of Vasachas. No, but Shamay am Moide. So why do you say it's Muta? No, a Chetimza of Vasachas. But if you have a Chetimza of Vasachas, then you have an Islandis, then you have Shaloya Boy Lomoy, and you say, Ach Minayim, Machu Soito, Machu Gushosoi, Mamayanis. So, Allah Tzoris, but Shamay am Moide. So, how would Shamay say Tzoras, Erva is Muta? So I think it's Kimara Raya Brua to learn like the Biskarov. That the Pshat is, that it's like the Raivet, the Biskarov brings down from the Raivet. That if we don't find the Shisach, Minachis Isho, we don't Darshan Litzor. But if we say like Rav Kiva Hegel, Tes Yeshonim, that you could find the Echetimtze, and Einach and Ami, Avada you have Litzor Lefi Beit Shammai, Avada you have Litzor Lefi Beit Shammai, just the Derech Klal, you can't find such a Echetimtze. So Lemaisa, we said like this. On the first case, Rav Kiva Hegel says Ein Echanami. On Islandis, we said a Teretz. Rav Shitosa. And Shaloi Boi Lomoi, the stipler says on the Sibah of the Isu, Ein Echanami Mehot a Teretz. Lemaisa, the only one that we have to say in the Teretz is Soiton Masri Gushosa. Ichalta Sido a Teretz. I'm Rechbar that someone will come over to say the Teretz. Ve'ezus Hashem, Rosh Shiva, I think maybe it's back in the Richter Gezach, that in the Sidra Yeshiva will start the second perek in Yom Rishon. Bez Hashem, like a new sugis, anaya ascholle, that is chazik zayim with the ganze shtark.
I know when it's true, it's
So the Mishnah is Nishnah.
No, she said that it's Mutter.